On AM 1400 K1, a sponsored opportunity to talk about the people, products, and services of a local business or political concern. This is a paid interview, and the statements and opinions expressed are those of the guests of the program and not necessarily those of the host or this station.
KWON, AM 1400, FM 93.3, 40 degrees, it is 9:48 on this Friday morning, and of course that means it's time for Bruin Buzz, and I'm with Bartlesville Athletic Director Tim Bart. And Coach Bart, a lot has happened since the last time we talked, finished up the ConocoPhillips Arvest Invitational last week, and then the Bruins, Lady Bruins, had their final home game of January on Tuesday, and finished up with a victory over Jinx. Coach Bart?
Oh.
There we go. Coach Bart, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
There he is. Yeah, so we were just talking about the boys and girls basketball team. They just finished up with a win over Jinx on Tuesday night.
Yeah, it was kind of, both teams did not play very well.
Yeah.
But in hindsight, it was good enough to win. So anytime you get two wins, that's great. But I know the next day at practice, I know there was a lot of film watching and showing the team what they were doing wrong. And sometimes when you have young teams or inexperienced teams, sometimes you'll play to the level of your competition. You allow them to drag you down. And so I think that they tried to send that message Wednesday to the team by film and walking through things in practice. But like I said, it's always good when you beat Jinx and you get two wins and heading into a big game tonight.
Yep, Bartlesville at Broken Arrow for a boys and girls doubleheader. Girls at 6:30, boys afterward. We'll have those games for you right here on K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3. And not just talking about Tuesday, but just kind of going back until right before winter break, both the basketball teams trending upwards. We talked about it a little bit last Friday, but we've played three games since then, I believe, and the boys have won 6 of their last 8, girls 5 of their last 6, so things looking pretty good as we get into a little grind here once again at Broken Arrow tonight, at Union on Tuesday, and then in the Carl Albert tournament a week from this weekend.
Yeah, and I thought, myself personally, I think some of the people associated with the program and some of the Bruin basketball followers, this is supposed to be a rebuilding year. I mean, the boys lost Antonio, the bulk of their scoring, so there was a lot of question marks. We had a deep run in the football playoffs, so there was concerns about when they were going to gel and how long it was going to take. Now, the girls team, with the graduation of Haley and a lot of their scoring was gone, along with Culver. So, and we knew we were going to play some freshmen and some sophomores, but the girls were 7-4, winning. I didn't know if we'd win 7 all year. So, I think we see where they're headed, and the boys, like you say, have come on 6 out of 8. They've come on strong, and a couple of games without AJ Parker. He's trying to do some college visits for football, and he's missing some games. I'm not sure he's going to play tonight, and I know he's going to miss Carl Albert tournament. So, had we had him for the against Carl Albert in the finals of the tournament, would it have made a difference? Well, sure. I think we saw that Tuesday with the defense that he was able to put on TJ Washington. And really frustrated him. He could have maybe helped with one of those guards. But, you got to play with the team that's there. And that's part of it, just like injuries or anything else. So I know as the athletic director, I'm proud of where we are right now and really look for us to continue to grow as the season goes on.
And talking about Broken Arrow this evening, Tigers not quite as good as they've been in years past. I know they had a lot of seniors and a very good boys team last year. I think they're 4-5 just off the top of my head. But the Broken Arrow girls, number one in the state. And once again, for whatever reason, Lady Bruins' schedule kind of top-heavy. This first half of the season, they're getting out of the all the juggernauts. They had Broken Arrow, of course, Sepulpa, and also Muskogee. A lot of that just has to do with the fact there's a lot of really good girls teams in the Frontier Valley Conference, but it should be an interesting evening tonight over NBA.
Yeah, you know, there's no doubt that on the eastern side of the state, the girls' basketball, 6A basketball, is where all the power is. Now, the boys, it's opposite. The west side is have better teams than the east, but definitely not in the girls. And like you say, it's kind of unfortunate, but you got to play them anyway. But you know, the girls have already played, like you say, at Muskogee, at Sepulpa, now at BA, and that kind of hammers them. They'll catch some of the other teams, you know, eventually, but to have them so quick. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe, you know, because we've got an odd amount of teams in our league as far as you play some two, you play some once. And the first game, I believe, makes up the conference is – the second game you don't count. It's just the first time, and we, you know, we've had to jump out and go to Muskogee, go to Sepulpa, and go Broken Arrow, and so that's kind of puts them a little bit behind the eight ball. But I think they've done, you know, like I said earlier, I'm very pleased where we are and to see them grow and get better every game. I know as a coach, that's always kind of coach speak, but you know, you got to try to get better every game, every day in practice. And I see that. And I continue to think that come playoff, I don't really think people would want to draw Bartlesville boys or girls in the first round of the regionals, because I think on any good night we could beat some people.
We've talked about some of the young talent on the girls basketball team. Of course, Janae Williams and Trinity Parker, two freshmen starting, and there's numerous other undergraduates that are playing significant minutes for Krista Bynum's club as well. But the boys have some underclassmen emerging and playing significant minutes and really producing as well. All of a sudden, they've kind of come on strong the last 3 or 4 weeks. Ty Odina has been doing a good job off the bench down low for Clint Stewart's team. And also Jake Bilger, who was inserted into the starting lineup during that Bixby tournament, and he's been producing on offense the last couple of weeks as well. So it's nice to see some of the young guys growing up a little bit as some of those older upperclassmen are coming into their own as the season rolls along as well.
Yeah, in a perfect world, you know, it'd be great to have like two seniors, two juniors, two sophomores. You know, then you never kind of get a heavy, you know, having five seniors graduate and then you're just in trouble. But you're right. I think Kyle and Jake have really, they've really impressed me and they've really helped. I think Jake being able to help at the point guard in the last two games, he's really shot the ball well, but I don't think people really knew he could shoot it. He's made some threes. I'm not so sure that he's probably not leading us in three-point percentage, but he shot the ball well, and he'll continue. I mean, the toughest spot you can play as a sophomore is point guard, and he got kind of thrown into the fire there. And kind of the big tournament, Clinton made that decision to try to make him a point and allow AJ to play off the ball. But I think both those two young men are going to have a great career at Bartlesville before they graduate.
And talking about that point guard comment you made kind of leads me into the next question, is he's playing a position on the floor that wouldn't necessarily lend itself to having a lot of success as an underclassman. And aside from that, just physically, when you look at Jake Bilger, he's long and tall, and he doesn't really look like a sophomore. I was looking at him out there, and he looks like he kind of belongs with the Baron Tanners and AJ Archambault's on the floor, even though he's a year younger than them. So he's really hit his stride and found a very good spot on this team.
Yeah, you know, he wears the leg brace, but people kind of think he's, you know, doesn't have the quickness or something. He came in off a very serious knee injury, and how he's recovered nicely from that. And you know, your point guard is probably a coach's most important position, because he's got so much pressure on him about getting teams on offense and taking care of the ball and getting it to scores. And they've got to be extension of the head coach. And I think Jake is growing into that. like we say, he's just a sophomore. He still makes some, you know, turnovers or some silly mistakes that he will learn and grow from. But to think that as a sophomore at this point, Jake would be playing as well as he has been has really been a great thing for our boys team.
Bartlesville boys and girls basketball tonight at Broken Arrow, 6:30 for the girls, boys right afterward. And once again, we'll have that game for you right here on KWON, AM 1400, FM 93.3, online at BartlesvilleRadio.com and on our Bartlesville Radio app. Couple more minutes. I know that swimming was in the Frontier Valley Conference meet this week, and I know wrestling had a home duel against Pawhuska, and they're in a meet this weekend as well, I believe. So other winter sports activities ongoing aside from basketball as well.
Yeah, the girls won the conference championship. Pretty dominating. I mean, our girls teams are really good and defending state champions, and our numbers are better. We've got our 14 or 15 girls now, which is really important to swimming because, believe it or not, you get points in a B division. It's like your JV team playing, they get points. So it helps obviously to have more swimmers, but they're just a talented bunch, and they've got some outstanding young girls, and I know the Splash Club is feeding them some players and some swimmers, and I think it wouldn't be surprising to me if they don't win three or four state championships in a row. Boys, not quite as strong, but still going to have some state champions, and the relay should win state, and Kyle Ward's swimming extremely well, and so is Stanek, and I think they've got a chance. They're going to compete. You know, they're four-time state runner-ups in a row, and we're trying to push them up to get that gold ball. And they're working hard. I know Chad and Ben Harlow are really working hard and excited about this bunch of swimmers that they have currently.
Bartlesville Athletic Director Tim Bart on Bruin Buzz every Friday morning around this time. Coach Bart, appreciate it. We'll see you in Broken Arrow tonight.
Thanks a lot, Evan. See you.
Not feeling well? Visit Bartlesville Urgent Care, next to Aspen Dental. This is AM 1400, KWON Bartlesville, and K227CQ Bartlesville.
40 degrees on K1.